For those, did you know people who were born in their home, or did you hear about people who were born in their home?
Not really. I really don't.
That didn't happen? I was wondering about midwives and stuff like that, if you heard of that at all.
Yeah, I've heard about them, but I don't really know of any of the family that had one.
Okay. I asked you about, you know, what you called your mother and father. What did you used to call your husband, like, if you wanted? Did you just call him a name, or did you have, like, pet names for him?
I just call him Honey all the time, you know.
Okay, that's a good
then
one.
When I get mad, I call him other names, you know.
Do they have words around here for people who are... Well, let me ask you this instead. Can you tell me a little bit about your church?
Perfect time.
Insurance?
Your church.
Perfect time.
Sorry.
My church?
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Holy Trinity Church.
Well, it is, to my way of thinking, I have been in quite a few, and to me it's the most beautiful church I have ever been in.
Mm-hmm. I went there yesterday.
Have you been in the church?
Yeah, I did some research.
And, I went to Holy Trinity School, but it was an old building, and it was tore down. There's a lot there now across the street.
Yeah.
And I went there till the sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And from there I went up to Rice School. Mm-hmm. But they were very strict, and at the time when I went to school there, there was a lot of nuns.
Oh, really?
See, there isn't any more nuns around.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that taught school. And when you left school, you knew something. I mean, there was no monkey business. See, they were very, very, very strict.
Yeah, you minded your manners in there too.
Of course, at the time that there was so many nuns here, the nuns were in control of the hospital, mm-hmm. and San Rafael Hospital. And then all of a sudden, well, they got old, they died, or either they were sent to the mother house in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Have you been to the hospital?
No.
You must go in there, because there's one wall that's all mosaic. Mm-hmm. And this nun put each piece by piece by piece on the wall. And it's just as you enter the hospital. It's really beautiful.
I'll check that out. Where's the hospital again?
At the hospital, now let's see. You go all the way down until you'll come to a gasomat. You'll see a little filling station there.
Okay.
You throw a right.
Okay.
And then you go all the way up to the hill until you come to a stop sign. And then you go left.
Okay.
And then you'll see the health clinic, and you'll see the hospital.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go check that out. You said it's on the first floor, the mosaic?
Mm-hmm.
Just as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Okay.
Go ahead.
You want some?
No.
Oh, okay.
Tell me a little bit about, you mentioned the groups that were in Trinidad. Are they still pretty much here, you think? The different groups of ethnic groups? Or is it predominantly Hispanic?
Well, there's a lot of Spanish people here. And everybody's my compadre, you know, which is like, you're my cousin. And a lot of them don't even, they're related, but you ask them how they're related, they don't know. They just know they're related. And there's a few of the older folks that are still here. But the majority of the people have passed on. And maybe there's a few of the younger generation that are still here, but I mean, most of them had to leave to get jobs elsewhere. They weren't very well educated people because they couldn't afford